2 Kings chapter 1, verses 9 to 17. Judgment and mercy. Mercy and judgment. Ahaziah has heard that Elijah has pronounced his death. And Ahaziah is livid. And he sends a captain with a company of 50 men to get Elijah and bring him back to him. But Elijah calls down fire from heaven and consumes the captain and his men. Does this move Ahaziah? Not at all. He sends another set, another captain, another 50 men. Come down at once. That's what the king says. And once again, the judgment of God falls. The fire falls and consumes the captain and his men. Is Ahaziah moved by this? Not at all. Stubborn, he digs his heels in even stronger, and he sends a third captain with his 50. But this captain pleads for mercy, and in God's mercy and kindness, he tells Elijah to go with this captain. Let the man live. So Elijah got up and went down with him to the king. But it wasn't Ahaziah trying Elijah. It was Elijah confronting Ahaziah. He told the king, verse 16, this is what the Lord says. Is it because there is no God in Israel for you to consult that you have sent messengers to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Because you have done this, you will never leave the bed you are lying on. You will certainly die. And then we get the summary, verse 17. So he died, according to the word of the Lord that Elijah had spoken. This is the last recorded discourse sermon that we have of Elijah. And according to the word of the Lord that Elijah had spoken, Ahaziah died. What do you think of this? Be honest. What do you think of it? What do you think of Elijah? What do you think of God? For it's God, not Elijah, that is the one in control here. Is God using Elijah? Come on, what do you think of all this? Do you think it's barbaric, this judgment, this fire of God falling upon these men? Well, remember my title, Judgment and Mercy. But let's deal with the judgment, first of all. We have to remember, my friend, the time in which we're living, the time of which this is speaking. This is the time of the Old Covenant. Now, God has given this covenant to Israel. This is a great signal blessing to Israel. But there are terms to this covenant, and they are spelled out. Deuteronomy 26, verse 16, to chapter 30, verse 20, and Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 14 to 22. The terms are clearly laid out. There are untold blessings in this covenant for Israel. If they will walk in the ways of God, do this, and you will live. But there are untold, well, they are told, but tremendous curses if they will not obey. If you will not obey, then the judgment of God will fall. Now, all this has been spelled out in these passages in Deuteronomy. Prophet after prophet will speak of it. The law declares it. History declares it. Look at the book of Judges and see. Read the book of Nahum if you want to see a prophet on it. The judgment of God. Now, of course, even in the Old Covenant, in wrath, God did remember mercy. But the terms of the covenant were very clear. So you say, ah, well, it's still barbaric in that time. No, my friend. This is not the day now in which we're living of the Old Covenant. It's the day of the New. Ah, it's going to be easier. You could not be more wrong. You could not be more wrong. Listen. True, Jesus says, Luke 9, 54 to 56, that he had not come to call down fire like Elijah did. John 3, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes. The new covenant is a gracious covenant, a covenant of love and mercy, of the offer of grace. But I tell you, the judgments, the curses of the new covenant are more severe than the old covenant. Will you listen to that? The curses of the new covenant are more severe than the curses of the old. Yes, it was fire. Yes, it was death in the old covenant. Yes, it was famine. Yes, it was drought. But as Jesus says, Luke 12, verse 5, don't fear him who can kill the body. Oh, no, no. Fear the one who has control over your soul and can cast it into hell. God. You see, in the new covenant, it is offers of mercy and grace. For God so loved the world and so on, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But even in that promise, there is the word perish. Yes, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3. But go on and read John 3. If you will not repent, if you refuse to believe, you will be condemned, you will perish. Indeed, you are condemned already. John 3:18. The wrath of God abides upon you. John 3, verse 36, and so on. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31. Hebrews 12:25-29. See that you refuse not him who speaks. It is a fearful thing. You will perish. This is the new covenant, my friend. But it's judgment and mercy. It is mercy and judgment. You have no need to perish. The gospel is there. But if you refuse Christ, you will perish. And it will add to your condemnation that you heard the offer of mercy. You felt the command of God. You heard the command of God, the call of God, and you would not come. You see, Ahaziah knew what he was doing. God had told him in his word, Deuteronomy 26 to 30, Deuteronomy 31. He'd seen his father and mother. He knew what was going on there. He'd heard from Elijah. Oh, yes, this man knew. But he couldn't care less. He couldn't care less about God. He couldn't care less about the prophet. He was going to go his own way. And I put it to you, my friend, that if you will not repent, you will not repent. You do not want it. You do not want to come. You have no heart to come. You have no mind to come. You have no will to come to Christ. Let's put the finger where it should be put. Let's make the buck stop where it should stop. God offers you mercy. God offers you the way of salvation in Christ. Will you refuse him? Then the buck stops with you, my friend. Don't let it happen. Why will you refuse him? Why will you perish? All you that pass by, to Jesus draw nigh. To you is it nothing that Jesus should die? I'm afraid it is nothing. There is nothing in him that we desire him. There is no beauty in him that we should want him. We don't want him. We see nothing in him. Ahaziah knew. He sinned with his eyes opened, and he got the judgment. He heard the declarations of God over and over again, but his heart was hardened like iron against God. It is a day of judgment, my friend. It is a day of mercy. At the moment, it is the door of mercy that is open. The door of God's mercy stands open all day to the poor and the needy who knock. By the way, no sinner who comes seeking for mercy in Jesus is ever sent empty away. No, no, I assure you of it. But, my friend, if you refuse, then nothing but wrath awaits you, the wrath of God. And that is far more severe under the new covenant than it ever was under the old. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Cast yourself into the arms of his mercy, and do not come under his wrath. His hand, which is strong to smite, is also strong to save. But the hand that is strong to save is also strong to smite. Be warned, and therefore come to Jesus Christ now, and be saved. Amen.